Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter how many billionaires are blasting into space, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about when your tax refund will arrive, and I'll stop worrying about getting into Canada anytime soon.
And I'll stop worrying about the fate of Sydney release the Kraken Powell's legal career.
And now, let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. Okay, coming up on the show, producer Swish joins me in a... Well, it's a shared tiny victory. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of tiny victory that 20-somethings take for granted.
Plus, Mark calls the hotline about an injustice that was done to him and how karma swooped in and was like, I got you, Mark. You're my favorite.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lifespan Fitness. So we've talked on the show about how great they are because they make under-desk treadmills and bikes. And I'm a big fan of this because I'm that writer who, in order to get thoughts in my head, has to move at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was a fidgeter growing up in class. I was that annoying person.
I can see it.
And, you know, some people are doing this for the exercise alone. I'm actually doing it because there is research that shows that it helps your brain to think. And I find that that works. The great thing about Lifespan Fitness is if you already have a standing desk or a desk that you love, you can easily add an under desk bike or treadmill underneath it by Lifespan Fitness. Or if you need a complete setup, they got you. Lifespan Fitness also sells the desk equipment in a combo package.
Yeah, it's such a great thing to be addressed because now that I am doing that, sitting in front of the computer all day job, I really feel it. I feel it in my body and it's like, yes, it's a great solution. And tiny listeners get a discount. So you can go to lifespanfitness.com and use code TINY at checkout for 5% off. That's lifespanfitness.com and code TINY.
Okay, this week's show, Laura, what we got?
Okay, so this week we've got our producer, Laura Swisher, again, because she and Annabelle, who both live in Los Angeles, had a night on the town, and I was in Austin, probably sleeping.
Were you sleeping or watching Bosch?
I could have been watching Bosch. Our music guy, Brian Swartz, is in the first 5 minutes of the new season.
You were watching Bosch. We know what you were
doing.
We
could have been watching Bosch.
No, this was, so I got a text from Annabelle and she said that she had to do some research and would I mind accompanying her to this concert that, or a show. She said a show.
And if Annabelle invites you out somewhere, you go because she has the coolest, most interesting connections. You just say yes.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Well, the funny thing about this whole thing is that it's a concert in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere in downtown LA. And it was a concert being given. One of the performers is, if you read my book, you know that I had a house guest who is a rapper.
Right.
She's become super popular. Wow. She's amazing. Her name is Kiana Nicole. Follow her on Instagram, and I wanted to see her perform, so I texted Swish wondering if she was going to respond to a concert that started at 11:30 and went till 4 a.m.
Much to Annabelle's surprise.
I felt like a personal challenge, like, I have to do this.
That's exactly what it is.
If Annabelle is, I know how many deadlines Annabelle has. I know.
Yes.
I know how.
She has the life of three people.
She has the life of three people. I'm like, if Annabelle can do this, I have to be there for her. And so I said yes. She was so gracious. She offered to send me, pay for my Uber.
Oh. That's called a bribe, people.
That's called a bribe. It's not that I'm paying you to hang out with me, but I'll pay for your Uber and all your
food. And the ticket, too. Don't forget that.
And the ticket. And it turns out I waited too long to leave the house. And so I was like, I'm just going to take my own car, which I did. I found parking because, you know, it's 11 p.m. or 11:30.
Oh, that's good.
We're around train tracks. And
this is what people used to call the other side of the tracks.
Yep. This is also such an LA. LA loves a speakeasy and a secret door and only we know about it. So it's like, come here and then just find it. Good luck.
Yeah. It's a block away. It's like, and then it's a block away. And then, but
it's
it doesn't
nearby.
Say which way. It doesn't say a block
here's
east.
Here's the latitude and
west.
The longitude. Figure it out, oldie. They're not expecting old people to go.
I did figure it out, but Annabelle was running late.
I was stuck in traffic like, oh my God, life is returned to a semblance of normal because traffic, there was an accident. And so texting Laura. Laura's texting me saying, I don't know where this is. Where? And finally she finds it. It's in an alley.
There was a guy in a hoodie.
Oh, hoodie. Not even a hipster. A hoodie. That's really hip.
It's like, oh, do you need help going? So I guess they had them stationed.
Cuffed jeans and a chain wallet, like, and you're like, that's my guy.
I just figured he was very helpful, and so pointed me the way. And then I'm inside. Annabelle is with her Uber driver. I'm trying to
going in circles.
There's a concert going on.
Uber driver is sweating. Like, what is this neighborhood? Because it's like a really industrial neighborhood.
Yeah. But we all found it, and the concert was. It was just fun. There was, you know, kids were all sandwiched in.
Were you dancing? Or were you jumping up and down? Were you mosh pit jumping
into
Annabelle?
We did a little bit of dancing. There was some crowd surfing. We did not crowd surf. But it was actually, Laura.
Better story if you had.
It was this kind of crazy thing where, okay, it was like, you know, you heard about that ghost ship, which is a terrible story in San Francisco, that like underground club that caught on fire. People died. Okay.
Way to bring us down.
Wow.
Sorry. But no, but this place, let's just say it was packed.
Oh, wow.
It was
you were at a
packed.
Rave.
We were at a rave.
You were in the middle of nowhere, packed warehouse.
People smoking indoors, which is basically illegal. Wow. I mean, it was crazy, but it was really fun to be with people.
Yeah.
And we danced a little bit.
It's
but
great.
The masks came off.
It was really intensely
loud. But what was also kind of funny is, I just remember that feeling when I was that age. So when I was about the average age of everyone there looked to be like between just born and 21.
Yes, fair.
It was very young. And I remember when I was 19, I saw I'm aging myself here, but fuck it. I saw the Ramones play.
Mm.
And when they sang I'm Against It, it blew my mind because that song is, you know, it's not like I'm against this, I'm against that. I'm against all of it. There's a guy on stage, Laura and I were laughing so hard, and he's singing, "Fuck society, you can't tell me what to fucking do." So of course I joined in, because how old
would
be the person?
Everybody was joining in.
How
we
cathartic.
All joined in. Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, if you're kind of like one of us, there's always a place in my heart for that. But it also made me crack up because I thought, has nothing changed? Nothing ever changed. There's always some group of people
course.
Who feel, fuck society, you can't tell me what to fucking do. But they're singing it on stage and in the crowd as if they invented it.
Oh, yes, always. Well,
they invented that kind of rage.
Yeah, you feel like you're the first person to rage against any machine. But,
and they also each paid $30 for tickets to sing to a company to hear someone say, fuck society,
the
you
concert.
Can't tell me what to fucking do.
This concert, not the highlight of the night.
Oh, right.
The highlight of the evening, we left. We didn't stay, obviously, for the whole thing. And we emerged into this alley, and there was a door right across from the concert venue, wide open.
And you're just
feeling alive. We're feeling
alive.
You're
just like, we're going in that door.
Yes, we went in through
the
door.
It could have been anything.
It's the Hungarian Culture Society.
Obviously.
The Hungarian Cultural Alliance.
Yes.
And it's room after room of party rooms.
Exquisitely decorated.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
There's a library. There's like a boudoir that looked like a New Orleans bordello. There's a set that looks like a 1950s bar. It was so crazy. Like, we stepped into like a Twin Peaks-y other world, and it's the middle of the night, and we're having this adventure.
Taking
this
photos.
So we got locked in. We almost had to sleep there.
What?
It was just nuts.
And then I got home at like 2:30. I was very proud of myself.
Yay, night out.
I love that as a tiny victory because it's a pandemic related, like, we haven't been able to go out, now we're out. But also just, hey, we don't usually do middle of the night things, and you embrace.
Still got
it's
it.
Awesome. Still got it.
And we discovered this beautiful setting,
and that was
so unexpected, and
it's awesome.
It was super, super special. Okay.
Well, I probably watched Bosch.
What you, which is also super special. Okay, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the network. And when we come back, we're going to hear about Mark's awful day that had a silver lining twist.
Since the dawn of time, screenwriters have taken months to craft their stories. But now, three Hollywood professionals shall attempt the impossible. Break a story in 1 hour.
That's right. Here on Storybreak, I, Freddie Wong,
Matt Arnold,
and Will Campos,
the creators behind award-winning shows like Video Game High School,
have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into an awesome movie.
Now, an awesome movie starts with an awesome title.
I chose The Billionaire's Marriage Valley.
Mine was Christmas Pregnant Paradise.
Okay, next we need a protagonist.
So I've heard Wario best described as libertarian Mario.
And of course, every great movie needs a stellar pitch.
In order to get to heaven, sometimes you gotta raise a little hell.
That's the tagline!
Check out Storybreak every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And our hotline call today comes from Mark. Let's see what Mark has to say.
Mark?
Hello, Annabelle. This is Mark. My story goes as such, and I'll try to be quick about it. I worked at a television station, and actually I got into a little bit of an accident. A reporter kind of witnessed this as well. I ended up busting up a camera, and it wasn't really my fault. And the station basically fired me. So I packed up my things and I left, and then I went to the bar a little bit later on, and then the reporter comes back and, you know, was excited and was like, you know, and I asked what happened, and she said, well, about 15 minutes after you left, lightning struck the television station. A little bit of instant karma. Maybe that's a little small victory for you.
I've heard that before. I've heard it. We've talked about this.
Yes.
And it was still a surprise to me because I do not expect that twist ending of, anyway, then lightning struck the building.
I know. And you know, it's like,
obviously, we hope no one was hurt.
Yes. I mean, let's be clear about
that. We're only laughing because we assume no one was hurt and it was just a light sky revenge.
This funny thing about this story is that everyone has that fantasy of, like, instant karma.
That is the fantasy. You break up with me, I need you to, as you walk out the door, get hit by lightning.
Right. And of course, you don't really mean it. But I mean, I used to fantasize about the club that I worked at going up in flames. But then I stopped doing that because I realized that the coke dealers who own the club would have been happy because they just would have collected the insurance and then not had to work.
Right. Oh, so then that's something good for them. So no. Yes, exactly. It is. It's such a human thing. I see the thing, too. Should we celebrate this? But there is something like, well, but fair enough, instant karma. It definitely sends the message, don't mess with Mark.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks to Swish for coming along with me on our adventure. And thanks to Mark for calling in.
And thank you to everyone who calls in. We love your calls. It was the whole idea from the beginning was we start the combo. We want to hear your tiny victories. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we want to hear them, so keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your Tiny Victory on the Voice Memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. And help us get the word out about the show, won't you? Please tell your friends, family.
Tell them about the show. Another way you can help us out is by leaving a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, even if it's super short, and writing a review.
And be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle, should you want to follow us on social media, is at GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. To follow us individually on Twitter, you can follow me, Annabelle, at L.A. Gurwitch.
And my handle is at I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher. She stays out late sometimes.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may your tiny victories strike at the exact right time.
This is a production of Maximum Fun!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.